Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Dr. Kevin Barrett is our guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Of course, he is one of America's best-known critics of the war on terror. Dr. Barrett has appeared many times on Fox, CNN, PBS, and other broadcast outlets in the lamestream media, and has inspired featured stories and op-eds in the New York Times, the Christian Science Monitor, the Chicago Tribune, and other leading publications. Dr. Barrett has taught at colleges and universities in San Francisco, Paris, and Wisconsin, where he ran for Congress in 2008. Now he works at a nonprofit as a nonprofit organizer, author, and talk radio host, and is a prolific writer. Of course, you all know him. Without further ado, I'll bring on Dr. Kevin Barrett. Kevin, thanks for coming on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight.
Well, hey, it's good to be with you, Bob.
I'm glad to have you. This is our first chance to really dive deep into some of your research, and I've been reading listening to your show for many years. Excited to do this, and there's a lot of contemporary stories that we'll visit, as well as some stories from the past. And just today, there was a release of the 9/11 Museum, or a grand opening, I guess I should call it, and CARE, the Council on... what's that acronym stand for?
Islamic-American Relations, or vice versa, something like that.
Along those lines. They had come out and said that some of the media that they were using for this museum was propaganda, and I don't doubt it for a moment.
The whole museum is propaganda, Bob.
Exactly right, and CARE doesn't suggest it's propaganda perhaps for the right reasons. Well, most certainly they don't for the right reasons. Tell me your thoughts on this.
Well, CARE has done some okay work back before it became obvious that 9/11 was an inside job designed to launch a genocidal war against Islam and Muslims. Before that became clear, you know, we thought we were living still in something of a constitutional republic and all of that. So CARE was, you know, reasonably, they were somewhat mildly aggressive in protecting the rights of Muslims in that environment. But now, post 9/11, with this just over-the-top genocidal Zionist inside job, million Muslims plus dead worldwide, tens of millions have had their lives ruined, lost their homes, lost their countries. We're living in a world of Orwellian over-the-top insanity, and 9/11 really pushed it over the top. So CARE just is not willing to go there. They're cowardly. They will not publicly take up the issue of what really happened on 9/11, and they know what really happened on 9/11. I've told them. I did a presentation at their headquarters in Columbus, Ohio. It was a private presentation to many of their top people, and they all agreed with me. A few of them hadn't known this stuff before. Others had. they know, you know, 70% of Americans, well, maybe 65% of American Muslims and 80% of Muslims worldwide know 9/11 was an inside job. The similar percentages say that it was all designed to launch a war on Islam. And yet, when CARE decides to take it up with the 9/11 Museum, they just whine a little bit about one little videotape that was, you know, talking about Islamists. They don't take up the larger issue of the fact that this museum is genocide propaganda. Everybody involved with creating this museum should be tried for incitement to genocide. That's how bad it is.
Agreed. If I can digress for a moment on Islam, because I know this is kind of your expertise, or if not, it is your expertise. There's plenty of people out there that know that 9/11 was not from some Muslim hijackers who went to a strip club and drank beer and did all these ungodly things. But they still think of Islam as being radicalized in some respects, and they look at Boko Haram and all these other groups, and they still have questions as to whether or not religion in general, and particularly in the case, since this is your area of expertise, religion, Islamic religion, is, you know, really flawless and not a part of a lot of wrongdoings in the world. Is there definitely room to criticize radical Islam in some respects?
Well, I wouldn't really say that the problem would be radical Islam. I think we need a lot more radical Islam. Radical means going straight to the root and going, you know, not beating around the bush, as it were. We need that. The problem is, I think the real problem is that Muslims are not nearly radical enough, they're not nearly aggressive enough, and they're far too cowardly to even take up arms when they should take up arms and use force when they should use force. We need more Muslims taking up arms and using force, not less, but we need it done intelligently. And currently, what's happening around the world is this huge campaign pushed by Zionists and Western intelligence services, Operation Gladio types, that's created a monster. And that monster is this Salafi Wahhabi pseudo-Islamic extremism, this Boko Haram stuff, these people fighting in Syria. You know, these people are not representative of Islam. They are Saudi-financed, and the Saudis are the local front for the Rothschilds in Arabia. They are supported by Western intelligence agencies. The word Al-Qaeda means the CIA database. That's what it is. It's the CIA's mercenaries and fanatics, the CIA's Arab Legion. And so these kinds of groups, these idiots, basically, manipulated by provocateurs, are running around the world raising hell. And to the extent that Boko Haram even exists, which is questionable, the New York Times even admitted that it may not even exist just the other day. But to the extent that there are any actual Muslims or people thinking of themselves as Muslims who are running around shooting it up and saying that they're part of Boko Haram, and that remains to be seen whether there is even anything like that.
I even saw a story, and I can't remember the details on this, that perhaps these girls weren't even kidnapped.
Well, there's no evidence whatsoever that there were any girls that were kidnapped. There's not a single photo. There's not a single name. The Nigerian government story keeps changing. It contradicts itself. You know, they claim the leader of Boko Haram has been dead for years, and then this video shows up where he's supposedly ranting like he's on drugs.
Does he know Osama bin Laden?
Well, I don't know. For all I know, you know, he and Osama are, you know, sharing an undersea cave under Diego Garcia right now. I don't know.
They were on that Malaysian flight, is what you're telling me?
There you go. Yeah, they took the Malaysian flight under to the undersea cave under Diego Garcia, where Osama's sitting under there with his scuba gear plotting against us. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's discouraging, you know, because, and of course, I think part of the reason that the enemies of Islam, number one, the Zionists, are doing this, they're whipping up these pseudo-Islamic extremist terrorists around the world, these false flag events and these groups of mercenaries and idiots, is because they don't want real Muslims to be able to defend themselves. And Muslims should defend themselves, and they should do it using force when necessary. You know, we're living in a time when war is ugly, evil, and usually unjustifiable. Islamic rules of just warfare say that you cannot harm any civilians, you cannot harm any property, you cannot burn buildings, break down buildings, burn fields, you can't cause any collateral damage. That's the Islamic rule of warfare. And that's pretty hard to do today. Today, warfare is all about just destroying things. You know, each war, the civilian casualty ratio goes up. World War One, it was less than a third. World War Two was 70%. In World War Three, it'll be 99%. We'll be killing nothing but civilians.
Wow. Dr. Kevin Barrett is our guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll continue that line of thinking as well as getting into a number of different topics. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
The future.
I'll never forget a visit from one of the leading Islamic scholars. I believe she was from Indonesia, to my college campus. She came in and she gave a lecture, and this was shortly after 9/11, maybe a couple years at the most. And everybody in the classroom was asking her questions, and one of the people asked her about the 72 virgins that were promised to all, that are promised to all Muslims who, go on a jihad or whatever it's called. Forgive me.
Is 72 the number?
That's what I thought it was. 72, 72.
Yeah, I have a PhD in Islamic studies, and I didn't know that.
Well, that's what the propaganda was spouting anyways, I believe. It's been a while. But then she goes on to explain that they weren't talking about virgins, that this was a complete mistranslation, and it had to do with seeds, and I forget the details she gave, grape seeds or something. And it was just used to propagandize us, as so many things are. And then I think about these honor killings that we hear so much about. Are honor killings the way of life for some Muslims?
Well, no. Honor killings actually are coming out of a patriarchal tribal culture. And that's the Islamic culture in that part of the world is working against the honor killings. This is something that they never seem to explain here. But like, for instance, in the Arab world, which I'm familiar with, my wife is from Morocco, the people who are very pious Muslims are far less likely to be involved in honor killings. They also give their daughters a lot more freedom. Daughters wear hijab, of course, when they go out, but then they're trusted by their parents, whereas the families that are more secular are more into the tribal honor thing. And so they're the ones you have to watch out for. And it tends to be that same way around the world, where the Islamic scholars generally are the ones who are working against the honor killings, which are all about tribal identity. So the Islamic identity, religious identity, is is kind of opposed to the tribal identity.
And does this surprise... sorry, go ahead.
So in many areas, like the feminists who are working against this, are generally doing that from an Islamic perspective.
Right. And I'm sure most of my listeners are not surprised that this is the case. We're so misinformed about these topics. And it all connects to the war on terror, of course. That's a big part of this. Just for a moment, if we can finish our thoughts up on Boko Haram, any other observations that you've made on that group?
Well, I did just write a piece entitled "Is Boko Haram a PSYOP?" and pointed out that, since we know nothing about this, it's bizarre that the whole world is buying into this myth. And it reminds people of similar situations, such as the Gulf War launching incident when Nurse Nasira was brought before Congress to testify that she had been a nurse in a Kuwaiti hospital and had witnessed Iraqi troops invading the hospital and dashing the poor little babies, incubator babies' heads on the floor and killing them. And this brought tears to the eyes of Congress and the American people watching it on TV.
As it should, if only it was true.
Yeah. And so Congress voted for the Gulf War. And it turned out that Nurse Nasira didn't exist. And this was a role that was invented by the Hill and Knowlton public relations firm, a Bush family-related firm. And they brought on the Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter to play the role of the non-existent Nurse Nasira. And this is just one example. I think the Malala is another example of the way that the public relations people these days play on our heartstrings. And with these girls who were supposedly kidnapped, there are photos floating around purporting to be of them, and they're all stolen photos from people, like there's a photographer who specializes in going into villages in, I think it was Sierra Leone, like thousands of miles away from Nigeria. And so her photos got pillaged and got put up on the web as part of this propaganda campaign about these supposedly kidnapped Nigerian girls. And this photographer is very angry. There are absolutely zero photos and zero names at this point, at the time of our interview here, that actually show any of these girls, and there's been no description of how they were kidnapped, where they were kidnapped, and when they were kidnapped. So it's all a big myth at this point, and who knows, maybe it'll turn out that there really was a kidnapping, but I wouldn't count on it. With Sandy Hook and the Boston bombing, we have similar questions about some of the alleged victims. More than 200 of the supposedly wounded people at the Boston bombing do not exist. There's no name, there's nothing, no record, zero documentation for more than 200 of the people that the government claims were injured at the Boston bombing. And likewise, the evidence of precisely who got killed at the Sandy Hook school and who the other students at that school were is completely missing as well. The official report won't even name the victims. No autopsies, nothing. And it appears that the school may not even have been open since 2008. So these days, just because you're reading something in the newspaper, you're seeing it on TV, some heart-rending story about victims of this or victims of that, you really need to use your head before your heart gets too engaged, because, we learned that on 9/11. If we use our heads, then wait a minute, there's things about this story that don't make any sense. There'd be more than a million people still alive today, and our economy would also be still alive.
You know, I hate to ask this question because I'm sure you've been asked it a million times, but what was that moment where you said with 9/11, because that, at the end of the day, I think was the major wake-up call. I know it was for myself, for many of our listeners. At what point did you say, what the hell is going on here? These buildings should not have collapsed like this, so on and so forth.
Well, I didn't really take a hard look at the building collapses for almost 2 years, until actually more than 2 years, December 2003. And likewise, I didn't really buy into the notion that there was a problem with the Pentagon attack story until then. But right when 9/11 happened, I was already skeptical. You know, I study, I'm in Arabic Islamic studies, and Al-Qaeda, whatever it is not a group of people who have the capability to be, you know, penetrating our air defenses and you know, destroying our buildings and hitting the Pentagon without outside help. So my initial thought, especially when I started seeing all of these anomalies about, you know, hijackers' passports floating to Earth, miraculously turning up and things like that, was that, you know, it looks like maybe, I wonder if the Israelis, like, you know, got some people to, you know, to pretend to be hijackers or something like that. But I didn't realize that they'd blown up the Trade Center, and I didn't realize that they faked the Pentagon attack and that the whole, you know, planes in the building thing was all bogus until 2 years later. So, yeah, I feel pretty stupid. It took me 2 years to notice that.
Yeah, I certainly felt stupid once I realized it as well, because it was right in front of our face the whole time.
Yeah, buildings don't just blow up like that small office fires. But, you know, I'm not a scientist, so I didn't stop and sit down and think about it. I guess I can understand why others haven't noticed, but, boy, you go back and look at those videos, and it sure looks obvious now.
Yeah, it certainly does. Have you gotten into the debate as to how exactly it took place, meaning was it thermite, was it directed energy weapons, was it micro-nukes? Do you want to dabble into that for a moment, or is that something that you've tried to avoid?
Well, you know, I think that it's important to sort of separate what we know for sure from what we don't know for sure. What we know for sure was that these were controlled demolitions. Now, the means of demolition and some of the details are still up for debate. But once you understand that these buildings were clearly blown up using the deployment of tremendous energy, tremendous heat, then you realize that the whole thing is a fraud, because assuming that they actually had, you know, set up the most complex demolitions in history of the biggest buildings ever taken down in controlled demolitions in all history by a long shot. Actually, the towers were more than three times as big as the second tallest buildings ever taken down. Well, Building 7 was half again as big. And before that, the tallest building ever taken down in a controlled demolition was like 30-some stories. And the towers were 110 stories, and Building 7 was 47 stories. These are the biggest buildings ever controlled demolition in history. So that's a huge project. And they had to set that up very elaborately and then make a deceptive demolition in the case of the towers. Now, that kind of investment of billions of dollars probably preparing these demolitions would mean that you're not going to just hope that some goofy, you know, pseudo-Islamic hijackers who can't even fly Cessnas, weigh 100 pounds, they call them the muscle hijackers, they're a little over 100 pounds, about 5 feet tall, that these guys are going to somehow get lucky enough to take over planes with, you know, influence for opening packages and then succeed in flying them across the country into their targets. And this is ludicrous. So, obviously, if you're going to set up this operation, you're going to make sure that the planes are going to hit the buildings. You're not going to use hijackers.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Babylon got them so minus they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. If you support the work we do, please go to the website bobtuscan.com and let us know you do so. And definitely check out truthjihad.com, which is the website of our special guest tonight, Dr. Kevin Barrett. Kevin, you have an upcoming trip to Iran, isn't that right?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Iran in the latter part of May, and I'm going over there for a couple of conferences. There's a conference on the grand prize of Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, and then there's a conference at the Imam Khomeini Center for International Relations. So I'm presenting kind of a long paper or a short book at the first conference and then a paper at the second conference. And looking forward to seeing some acquaintances and friends I've made over there.
Will Ahmadinejad be at one of these events?
Well, that would be nice. Unfortunately, I haven't made friends with him yet. I understand he's a very busy college teacher these days. And he takes the bus to work. I mean, this guy, Ahmadinejad, he got worse press than any head of state that I can remember in my lifetime, except, you know, maybe Saddam Hussein or, you know, whatever. But he's apparently a very sweet guy, and totally, you know, no big ego. When he was president, he lived in a very, very modest circumstances. And now he's gone back to just teaching college and taking the bus to work every day. He takes a city bus to work at his college. lived in a modest home. Same thing with Ayatollah Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Revolution. He lived in a very small and modest house, which I saw when I was over there. You know, and if you compare that to the way that a lot of the other world leaders choose to live, now you recognize that these guys, including the supreme leader of Iran right now, the Ayatollah Khamenei, are men of principle. And that's why they're getting the bad press. It's because they're standing up for their principles. And, you know, Ahmadinejad goes to the UN and says 9/11 was an inside job. They're telling the truth about questions they have about the Holocaust, and these are the same questions that a lot of people around the world have, and the vast majority of people in the countries I've been to, like Morocco. Every single colleague over there, professors who had read dozens of books on the subject, tried to explain to me when I was over there on my Fulbright year, come on, Kevin, you don't really believe this Holocaust thing, do you? I mean, look, you know, I said, I don't know anything about it, but I really can't believe that that story could be questionable.
Yeah.
Too many historians have looked into it. And it wasn't until just a couple of years ago that I finally sat down and did some reading about it and realized that they're raising totally legitimate questions, and Ahmadinejad is absolutely right to be raising those questions.
Sure. And he's not saying that there wasn't many casualties associated with World War II, and he's not denying that people lost their lives. Thus, term Holocaust denier is one that's very similar to truther or whatever derogatory term that the powers that shouldn't be like to use to label people who are asking serious questions. Of course, I always found it ridiculous, even before I started to look deeper into the Holocaust question, that it's actually illegal in some countries to be a revisionist, if you will. And by all means, you can't accuse me of being anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish or whatever term or bad term you want to use, because I come from a Jewish family. And the other thing that I'd like to add, a little caveat there, is you can't necessarily accuse Iran as being, or in this example, Ahmadinejad as being anti-Jewish or anti-Jewish people, because Iran happens to have one of, from my understanding here, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, they happen to have one of the largest Jewish populations in the Middle East, next to Israel, of course.
That's right. And they actually honor that population, and they want to keep it happy. They don't want problems with the Jewish population in Iran. And they're actually pretty rigorous about making sure that people don't talk about, you know, throwing the word Jew around in a derogatory way. I've noticed that, for instance, I write for Press TV, and they, you know, even, you know, the way I write, I use words precisely according to the particular idea I'm trying to convey. And I absolutely never use the word Jew or Jewish in a derogatory way, implying that all Jewish people have some problem, because they don't. You know, just like everybody, every other group, there are all sorts of different people that can be called Jewish ethnically or religiously. But Press TV is really sensitive about this, to the extent that once or twice I've used the word Jewish in a way that's totally defensible and not at all derogatory, and then they just change it to Zionist because they've got this automatic thing going there that they, you know, they don't want anybody to think that they have any problem with Jewish people because they're Jewish.
Well, and you know, that's smart, because there's a fine line there that so often people cross and they confuse, and this honest look at Jewish criminals and Zionist criminals gets confused for the idea that the Jewish people as a whole, or Jews, to use the derogatory term, are somehow all evil and a part of this agenda that's creating havoc in our geopolitical affairs and our domestic affairs alike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And I've noticed that, you know, with 9/11 and more information about the Holocaust and Zionism and so on, these issues that had been kind of locked down by the mainstream in the past, now the information is flowing around out there, and some people are overreacting, or else maybe there's some false flag individuals as well who are trying to, you know, make everybody who raises any questions about any of these things look like a hater.
I saw something once, Kevin, sorry to interrupt here, but I saw something once that several website domain names like Rat Nose Jew, whatever.
Yeah, there was a Rat Face Jew dot something. Yeah,
yeah, and they tracked them back to the ADL.
Yeah, you know that. There's a guy I know who is involved in some of this. I might as well go ahead and name names. My old acquaintance Mike Delaney, who was a perfectly normal non-Muslim.
Oh gosh, I know him as well. Yeah, and I've had several conversations with the guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I partied his house and stuff because back in the, you know, several years ago, he was a pretty normal 9/11 truther. But then something snapped or whatever, and he started just like hating on Jews in general. And
I've invited him on the show before, and he refuses to come on. I've had several conversations.
Delaney, you coward!
Yeah, he's all about his white bigotry at this point, and I have no problem with people being proud of their. The race, you know, I'm all for white power in a sense, as much as I'm, you know, but I'm not for supremacism of any sort in another regard. You know, I don't support the Jewish supremacist state of Israel, let alone a supremacist notion that whites should be the only ones around or so on and so forth, and that all Jews are evil and that they're born evil. This is how crazy it has gotten with some people, and I find this to be really discouraging, and I find it to really degrade our true intellectual thought on these topics, because these people claim that just because someone is born to a Jewish family, they are destined and are innately evil.
Yeah, it's completely insane. It's really too bad. And, you know, you get some of the same thing about Muslims, and although actually I've noticed there's a certain kind of, like, even more pronounced bigotry against converts. I've gotten some of this. I had a colleague, a physics professor named O'Nellian at the University of Wisconsin, who said, I shouldn't be allowed to teach in the comparative religion program because I am a convert to Islam, and therefore I couldn't possibly be fair and balanced. And come on, man. This is, you know, and I've heard this before, that there's like some, you know, if you're, you know, if you sit down and do the research and choose a religion based on what you think is the truth, metaphysically, like I did, there must be something wrong with you. Excuse me? That makes sense. Like, people should just accept whatever religion that they're brought up in and not even think about it, you know? And somebody like that would be a better choice to teach in comparative religion. You know, I got a PhD learning about Islam because I wanted to know something about it. So it's very strange how you get these kinds of people who are so bigoted, they just, they label you.
There's a Christian scholar, I can't remember his name, you probably know who I'm talking about, who went on some of the mainstream stations, and he happens to be a Muslim, but he's a Christian scholar.
Mm-hmm. And that might have been Reza Aslan.
That's him.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call him a Christian scholar, but he did write a book about Christianity.
Right.
And I've had him on my show, actually, at one point. Although now that he's such a big name, I don't know if he's going to come back on for a while. I tried to nudge him into talking about 9/11 truth and had no success.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's interesting because that makes me think of inviting a guy by the name of Josh. Oh, geez. His name has escaped me. But this is a guy who's the head of one of the major Palestinian pro-Palestinian groups out of Washington, D.C., the Coalition for... you know what? We got to take a break. And when I come back, I want to tell you this story because I think you'll get a kick out of this. And this shows hypocrisy and gatekeeping on all sides of the equation. Our guest, Dr. Kevin Barrett, we'll be right back with him in just a second.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm gonna chase you out of Earth.
Josh Rubner is the director at the coalition, the U.S. campaign to end the Israeli occupation. And I am with this group 100%. End the occupation, folks. Period. And I had Josh Rubner on my show, Kevin, years ago. And I recently, not too recently, but about a half a year ago, invited him back on the show because he had a new book out. And I wanted to learn more about him. And the night of the show that he was supposed to come on, he sent me this email, and I won't read it word for word here, but he basically said, I can't come on your show because I don't want to be associated with some of your perspectives. And I was thinking to myself, what perspectives is he talking about? He's been on my show. And I look on my website, and one of my top stories is a story about the Mossad being complicit with some of the events on, or implicit in some of the events on 9/11. And that right there made me realize what views he wanted to distance himself from, which is unfortunate, because you think if you really want to shed light on the Zionist agenda and end the occupation as their set purpose is, you think you would really want to highlight the crimes that were
partly perpetrated or partly brought out, rather, by the Mossad.
Well, you would think, wouldn't you? You know, that got me on the ADL's hit list. They started putting out these fatwas on me a few years ago, saying I was one of the leading anti-Semitic conspiracy theorists because I have discussed the evidence implicating Israel in having a role on 9/11. And that's very interesting. I wonder if somebody who blames 19 radical Muslim pork chop fanciers, lap dance lovers, cocaine snorters under the control of a guy in a cave in Afghanistan, would such a person be an anti-Islamic conspiracy theorist? Well, I would think so, but, you know, it's very strange how they've created this kind of myth, and that's really what it is. It's a sacred story, just like the Holocaust. Whatever you think really happened in the Holocaust, and what I think is, I think it was a brutal, racist, ethnic cleansing. A lot of people died in those camps, and possibly a lot more died being shot down, gunned down in these mass killings on the Eastern Front, many of them only because they were Jewish or only because they were gypsies or because they were Slavs in the wrong neighborhood and things like that. There's a lot of very brutal and racist behavior by the Nazis in World War II and a lot of suffering. But it's the story that we've been told, that this was the ultimate evil, off the charts, not one victim less than 6 million, a plan to exterminate all the Jews of Europe, and that millions were killed in mass gas chambers, all of this. This has become a sacred story, and that's why they throw people in jail who question it in so many countries, and they destroy your reputation, your abilities to earn a living, even in this country, if you question it. And this goes back to what, you know, sacred stories or myths are typically these sorts of founding stories that tell you what your culture is based on. And a sacred event is often involved with the beginning of this new dispensation, this whole new world that you're living in. Like for Christians, the birth of Jesus creates a whole new world of AD as opposed to BC. For Muslims, it was the Hijra of Prophet Muhammad and his followers from Mecca to Medina that begins the Islamic calendar. It's the mythic event, the sacred story. And, you know, if you question sacred stories, and they can be true and they can be false, you're going to get pilloried as a heretic by the people who, you know, hold that story to be sacred. And so these master manipulators, the neoconservatives, created 9/11 as a human sacrifice around which they were going to build a sacred myth that could not be questioned. And they used Pearl Harbor as one model. They used the Holocaust, I think, as another model of how to create a sacred story that nobody is allowed to question. And they've had some success. Yet, even so, much of the world does question this 9/11 story because it's so obviously and preposterously false.
You are considered to be anti-Semitic, according to the ADL, and I'm just a self-hating Jew. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, you know, I know plenty of Jewish people who have no use for Zionism. Many are 9/11 truthers, and these Jewish people, I've noticed, don't seem to particularly hate themselves at all. In fact, they seem to like themselves just fine. Whereas a lot of these hardcore Zionist Jewish people I've seen, and I've known a few, do seem to have some kind of weird psychological self-hatred complex where, you know, these are the people who run around, you know, sneaking out to the synagogue at night and spray painting a swastika on it. Like, you know, most of the time when that happens, it turns out that it was some Jewish person that did it. What kind? Well, that's a self-hating Jew. It's somebody who, like, at the same time believes consciously that and proclaims that Jews are horribly persecuted, but that same individual, deep down inside, maybe unconsciously, I think, has a sneaking suspicion, oh my God, maybe the anti-Semites are right about how bad Jewish people are. I think it's the people like Netanyahu, who act out, you know, Nazi-type roles, who are the real self-hating Jews. These are the people who have some kind of twisted psychological complex where they, like, really have some kind of problem with their identity. And the people like you, Bob, and other more, you know, aware Jewish people typically don't. They like themselves just fine. So this whole self-hatred notion is, like, completely upside down and backwards. I think, Abe Foxman is one of the biggest self-hating Jews out there.
I recently had on David Cole.
He's very cool. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he's great. And I'm so glad to have gotten a chance to have him on the show. And I'm so glad that he was outed.
Yeah, that turned out to be a good thing, although I kind of feel sorry for him having his life blown up like that. But I know how that feels.
Yeah, and I certainly do as well. But his story was just fascinating, and he really does a good job of just, you know, his experiences are, I think, the model for any person, whether you're Jewish or not Jewish, that dares to come out and tackle these taboo topics that have been become, as you've said just recently, sacred cows.
Yeah, I always liked him from the moment I read about him in Michael Shermer's book. Shermer and Alex Grobman wrote a book called Denying History, and it's this why they deny sort of, you know, police dossier on Holocaust revisionists, and it includes a chapter on Cole. And, you know, when I read that book, I still was a believer in the establishment version of the Holocaust, and I was hoping that this book would keep me, you know, in that camp, because I didn't really need any more trouble. You know, being a 9/11 truther is bad enough. But frankly, after reading that book, these so-called Holocaust deniers turned out to be perfectly nice, intelligent, well-spoken people, and the authors, Shermer and Grobman, don't produce a shred of evidence that they're wrong. Quite the opposite. They actually, their complete inability to find any serious rational arguments against what these guys were saying was a huge red flag for me. Like, reading that book opened my eyes. I said, wait a minute, maybe there really is an issue here. Maybe these revisionists are right. And Cole was one of the most likable guys in that book. I mean, they're all pretty likable. Even David Irving turned out to be a pretty likable guy, which I was surprised. I mean, here's a guy who seems to, you know, have some admiration for Hitler, who I still despise, but he's a perfectly good guy. But David Cole was very, you know, you really had the feel for him. He's witch-hunted. They're giving him death threats. You know, Shermer and Grobman are trying to smear him and hammer him in this book, and they can't. They don't succeed because there's nothing there really to hit, because he's just a very honest and very intelligent person who's standing up for what he's discovered through his research. And, you know, you gotta hand it to him. You know, you gotta really hand it to him for, sticking to his guns today. It would have been really easy for him to disown all of his work, but he didn't, and, that's to his credit.
It certainly is. We'll have him back on for future shows to come. Kevin, next hour I want to talk about MERS for a moment. I discussed this on my show a couple days ago, I believe, where I played audio of me talking with Senator Bob Graham, the former governor of the state of Florida here. And I was ran into him and confronting him at a 10th anniversary of 9/11 summit, in which he gave a series of lectures on bioweapons with the director of the Emerging Pathogens Department at the University of Florida. And in this talk, he says that it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when we have some sort of bioterrorist attack, and that not only will we have a bioterrorist attack, but that anthrax attack was just naturally occurring bovine anthrax derivatives, or whatever he wanted to call it, and had nothing to do with Fort Detrick and so on and so forth. There was one little problem with that. His counterpart at the event fully acknowledged the connection to Fort Detrick. We'll talk about that and so much more with Kevin Barrett on the other side of this quick break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.